Hi, I'm Stan.
And I'm Shen.
And each week we bring you the Stan and Shen Show. And each week we talk about fun things through our travels throughout the capital region. We touch on food, we touch on news, try to touch heavily on good news. And Shen's always available with hot takes.
Yeah, so if you could follow along and listen to us every week on dailygazette.com or on all major streaming platforms, we'd love to have you join us. Calm down.
Are we going to fight this week?
Well, depends on your tone, Stan.
It's all tone. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to the Stan and Shen Show. This is round one of the podcast.
Ding.
Oh, yeah, that's coming in. That's already going to be on there.
Insert the sound here.
So.
You're not wrong about last week, and I'm not wrong about last week. We just have differences in opinion about budgeting for sports.
Correct. And Chad Arnold followed up, and Scotia Glenville, that we talked about last week about school budgets, will be going back to the polls June 17th with a school budget under the cap. So they only need 50% approval, which they had on the last one, but they needed 60. So hopefully the 50 will get them through, and there'll still be some more cuts, but arts, activities, and sports will still be intact.
But isn't it my understanding, and I mean, he's writing a story on it now, so it would definitely confirm this, but I think they're decreasing the salaries of like a librarian and a teacher, and which means those people are likely leaving, because who's going to stick around in a school district when your salary gets slashed?
It's disappointing.
Yeah.
It's disappointing.
These are the conversations, and I think that was a big part of what we were talking about besides getting into a fight over sports and arts, was that we're getting to a point where school districts across the state, a state that has seen a declining enrollment, in fact, across the country we've seen declining enrollment, conversations about budgets, about what classes we have, what after-school activities we have, whether or not to consolidate school districts, all need to be had, because this problem's not stopping anytime soon, and it's just, it's not like anything ever decreases.
Cost-wise. Costs never go down.
Yeah. They can find savings sometimes. Yes, you can find savings in healthcare every once in a blue moon.
If you're... I'd love to find it.
But the reality is that the cost of everything is higher and higher and higher, and the cost of living is higher and higher and higher. People expect to be paid what they're worth in a job that deals with kids and teaching kids and the next generation. And I understand that. Teachers want to make their money. Get it. Got it. Love it.
They deserve it.
Yeah. I went into the wrong career field, perhaps. But
we'll discuss that in another podcast.
Yeah. But again, it's just like, this is a conversation that, like, I don't know if enough school districts are really having it right until budget season gets underway.
This is what happens. This becomes a priority like in February, and this becomes something like I talked to Chad about, is the cost of education has become astronomical.
Yep.
And I think if there is a point that institutions, elementary, high school, secondary, college, et cetera, were treated as a business, like a newspaper, like a retailer, there'd be a lot harder looks and things would be a lot thinner. And again, my argument is that when people say no to something, they're saying no to less than 15% of that budget, because 85%+ is baked in to staffing, salaries, pensions, and healthcare cost. And a lot of that could be resolved if you address the healthcare cost issue, would be tremendous savings. But then also, and again, I don't want anybody to lose their job or anything like that. And I appreciate all the teachers I've had, and God bless them for putting up with me during my time. But the system is broken and it still continues. So it is that situation sometimes where until it's set on fire, it's not done.
Yeah.
So.
But I think this conversation could be said and had about every system we have currently in America. Everything. And this is going to anger some people, but when you take a hard look at a lot of things, a lot of things are broken, and we are not asking the questions that we need to be asking about a lot of the things, you know, a lot of the different systems, whether that be healthcare and healthcare costs, whether that be education and education costs, whether that be housing and affordable housing and you know, single family homes, apartments, those sorts of things. Like, all of these are just issues that I feel like in a lot of ways just get kicked. The can gets kicked down the road.
It does, from administration to administration, and it becomes a priority during an election cycle. And I can go on and on about what is affordable housing, but let's we're going to brighten this up.
We are going to brighten this up.
We're going to talk about the weekend.
So we're going to somewhat brighten this up because Memorial Day is not a bright day.
You're starting with my weekend.
Oh,
so my weekend, I was a SPAC on Friday.
Yes.
So I got to see Stained and Breaking Benjamin as a photographer for the Daily Gazette. The gallery's up online. You can catch that, dailygazette.com. And I actually made the correct – I have earplugs now. Very wise move on my part. We were just behind the pit. So that was an experience, because every photo assignment I've done, whether it be for the Saratogian back in the day or with the Gazette, I'm at the soundboard. So I'm like right in the middle of the crowd. So I'm like way, 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 way. So to be at the pit was like pretty crazy cool.
Hmm.
And that was well received. A lot of comments were that Stained was better than Breaking Benjamin. I know the band's names. I listened to some music before I went. I saw, figured out who the band members were for cut lines and things like that.
I'm pretty sure I've listened to both their music, but I could not name you a song.
Right. It's heavy.
Yeah.
It's definitely Headbangers Ball for those of us over 40.
Got to go to the gym with that music.
That's the reference there from the original MTV before it all went to crap. And then we missed out on Jason Aldean because we were late in our portal requests. We missed out on that. But then I returned on Sunday for Mastodon and Coheed and Cambria. They were a little bit harder, but they were very cool. And that one, I was in the pit. So I'm like next to the stage, and you're getting like the nostril shot. Very cool people, very awesome. And then, much to your enjoyment, the conversation that press was closed out for
Avril Lavigne. Definitely not April.
That was my first thing. April Lavigne, and you just killed yourself laughing.
Not April. It's definitely not April.
Not April.
Avril Lavigne.
So we missed out on that. And then we got a break.
You missed Skater Boy.
I know. I like that song a lot. And then we have a break for SPAC until next Wednesday. But who's going to be – why go to SPAC when you can go to Broadway?
Wait, SPAC has a concert on Wednesday?
Yeah.
So I'm assuming – so apparently we're not doing the park and ride from SPAC. Downtown.
No.
So
vampire
so
something.
I guess the city is going to make its money worth that night with paid parking. So
so that was kind of like my weekend of stuff. But included in that, Saturday night, I went to the Nightmare Market, which was postponed from 1 week to another. And that was huge. Huge. Chased the marketplace. If you can imagine just the marketplace area, J Street. And then the marketplace in front of City Hall, bodies, people partaking, visiting vendors, having fun, costumes galore, a lot of black eyeshadow, black. I mean, I thought I'd see it there. Black was the color. Black was the color for the Nightmare Market. And Kayla Eck was great. And Kayla Eck will be on the podcast. We're recording early next week on Monday because Kayla Eck's going to be on with an announcement that we're going to break here on the podcast regarding the marketplace.
We do that sometimes.
We do that. We're going to do that next Monday.
Yes.
And then we were together
On Monday.
So Saturday morning, I was at Solomon National Cemetery up in Saratoga Springs. Kind of, it also goes sky level because of the size of the cemetery. But I was there taking photos of the Patriot Riders.
Correct, yes. So
which are near and dear to our heart, thanks to our own Gary LaBelle.
Yeah, so Gary joined them after the death of his father and an Army veteran many years ago. I'm blanking on the exact date. But he hadn't known about the organization, and they're really cool. You know, anyone can join them. You don't have to be a veteran. You don't have to ride a motorcycle, although motorcycles are part of, like, what they do. But a lot of people participate with just their cars and, like, decals on it and flags and things of that nature. And basically what they do is they try to provide honor and dignity in someone's, not, like, final moments of life, but essentially their final moments of, like, being surrounded by their family, you know, before they are placed up at the cemetery, you know, that sort of thing. So they do that. They, you know, do a sort of flag salute, you know, a three volley gun salute. They will also transport bodies. They've transported bodies from, you know, planes to here. One, you know, you might recognize them having done more recently was John Gracia. That funeral motorcade they were part of when his body was being taken up to the cemetery. And so it's just a really cool thing to learn about. So Gary eventually, you know, he joined that. And basically you just get an email with a rundown of, hey, here's one that's coming up. Can you join us? And you just, when you can, you show up. And so it was great to talk to Gary and Bill, whose last name I'm going to butcher if I try to pronounce because I never say it right, but I think it's Schaff. Shafe, maybe. But both great gentlemen. They do good work there. And so that was a nice story to write about on a day that is very solemn for a lot of people. So we did that. And that ran in Sunday's edition. And then on Monday, we were together because we both worked Memorial Day. Covered the event over in Rotterdam. They always have a good turnout there. They actually have a really nice monument there. And I think you mentioned the most wreaths laid of any of the events. So there were a number of people spoke to, a woman whose name I'm totally like blanking on
Ruth,
at the moment.
It was Ruth, I think. My first name was Ruth.
She had a very long German last name. And, it's interesting cause she was the gold starred mother, laying the gold starred mother's wreath at the event. And while talking to her, learned a little tidbit of information that every year Schenectady County does like honoring of heroes with banners and stuff. And the year that her son was put up for one, who's no longer alive, it was actually sponsored by the Daily Gazette. So it was it was sort of like almost like life had brought us together kind of moment. It was also great hearing all the different kids who won for their essays about why veterans are important, and just all around sort of a really nice, wonderful ceremony. Turnaround finished a story about homelessness among vets, an important topic that I feel like when we talk about homelessness maybe isn't always touched upon enough, and specifically about, you know, really honed in on this organization, the Veterans in Community Housing Coalition, and the work that they're doing across a significant number of counties: Fulton, Montgomery, Saratoga, Schenectady, Warren, Washington. I feel like I'm missing one in there. I think I said six. There's like seven, so I'm definitely feeling like I'm missing one. It may be scary. And, you know, just trying to help veterans get into housing. Was able to speak to a vet, spoke highly of the organization, and congratulations to him for the car he got, the job he got, and hopefully soon an apartment. So
it was Gene, and yeah, it's a tough name, Kirschenheider,
I think.
Yep. Gene, wonderful. She was very nice.
Yes.
My interaction with her. And then one thing, too, is that the Patriot Riders, one thing I know Gary stressed and Bill stressed, because I talked to Bill last year before Memorial Day for a piece that I wrote heading into it, is that the Patriot Guard has to be invited.
Yes.
They don't just show up because yep. you're a veteran, things like that.
Yeah.
You actually have to reach out to them or a member of the family to request them to be there. So when they're there, they were asked to be there. And they're more than happy to serve. So it's something that they're very proud of to do. A lot of veterans are there, and people recognize me because I've been, you know, we've been to a couple of these things. And you talk about, you know, the event in Rotterdam, like the Amana Rees, the Veterans Monument at Rotterdam on Sunshine Boulevard.
Yes.
Sunshine Boulevard. If you get a chance, I was there on Sunday at the Town of Florida, which you haven't been to yet, but I think you'd get a you'd have an appreciation for it. The Town of Florida, if you haven't been there, the Town of Florida Veterans Monument Park is something to be seen. It is absolutely fantastic. They have a 9/11 monument, which includes a piece of the tower that was donated, but they have a tank, they have a helicopter, again, obviously all out of commission and or decommissioned, and then, you know, all moving parts removed, a naval training plane. And then there's also Rita's, why Rita loves it so much is that they actually have a monument for those service animals that were killed in action. And it's a great, great area, and it's breathtaking. So it's something definitely, and you can go there anytime. You don't have to go there on Memorial Day.
Yeah.
You know, you can go there anytime.
It's really it's interesting, and I'm sure, you know, in September we'll touch upon this. The number of 9/11 memorials there are across the state. You know, I remember in Cortland when they had finished building, they literally built two towers using pieces from the towers down there, and there's a flag on top, and it's all metal from the towers. And it's just a, you know, it's a unique thing and a unique way to bring sort of everything into perspective. So
we're going to spin here for a second on this subject. So 2011, right? 2001.
Mm-hmm.
Where were you?
Oh, I was young. I was like 5, so.
Right.
I don't really remember it.
I mean, it's American history to you.
But I did write a story pre-Memorial Day sort of week, and I think it ran on either Wednesday or Thursday. It was the 23rd. About we have a town board member in Malta who just got deployed. This will be one of multiple tours he has been on. He is part of the Coast Guard, formerly a New York State police officer who actually responded to the towers with the state police. He's technically an Army vet, but he's part of now the Army National Guard.
Right.
So he continues to serve in that capacity, could be gone for up to a year. And, you know, we wish him the best of luck, you know, over there and hopefully safe travels there and back. So
and that's one of those things, because we talk about this, I think we don't talk about this all the time, but it's one thing that's talked about is how short our memory is. Like, when we did COVID look back, it's been 5 years. And so many people are like, what? What was that?
When was that? Listen, don't ask me what I wrote last week, okay? So,
but I mean, life-changing moments. I mean, you worked through COVID.
Yep.
You know, we all worked through COVID.
Yeah.
And then
I feel like there's pieces you remember of it, but I couldn't tell you for a lot of it.
And to me, it's the state we're in. Everything is last minute, what's upcoming, things like that. Mm-hmm. You know, and we talk about, and that's why when you look at Memorial Day, and, you know, we're talking about, you know, 9/11, it was 2001. You were 5.
Yeah, I was like 5.
I was not. And I remember the day well because I was actually working for the paper. And it's still a sports guy, but it was like kind of a news thing. And I was down in the Albany area and watching, you know, checking in on aircraft and things like that, what was going on. And it's forgotten. And that's the COVID reflection is one of those pieces that's a moment to say to people, like, you can't remember COVID and that changed your life. I go, how many wars were fought that changed all our lives?
Yeah.
You know, let's not forget that.
I mean, when I was talking to the town board member, Matt McLaughlin, he was giving me a rundown of where he's been, and I'm sitting there and I'm going, this year, I was like, was that Desert Storm? No, that was one in Persia. I forget we've been there.
Like, he's been to, like, I think Persia, Iraq, Afghanistan. It's like, you know, he's fought in a significant number of them. And it's sort of, you know, I think, you know, we think World War One, World War Two, Vietnam, slightly Korea, but so much less. Then you just think the war on terror. And it's like there's been so many.
So many activities and operations and things like that.
Sure. Yeah. So anyways, well, we wish best of luck to all the military members currently serving.
And that will serve. And thank every single veteran that's with us today for everything they've done and those that are not.
Yeah.
Whether they were
highly encouraged.
Lost in battle or, you know, after they returned home.
Yeah, and highly encourage any homeless vet to seek out some help. There are great programs out there, particularly, you know, Veteran Housing Coalition in Saratoga. There's one down in Columbia County that's doing great work, the Dwyer Project down there. So please, you know, there's definitely help out there, or there's people that will find ways to get you into the programs that you need. Because, you know, I totally agree. No veteran who has served for this country should be homeless.
You know what happens on June 3rd? Besides Belmont on Broadway?
No, what?
It is the first day of the new Daily Gazette e-edition.
Ah.
And we're running a contest.
Oh, okay.
Anybody not working at the Gazette.
So, I care less.
But all friends of the podcast are highly encouraged to sign up for the Daily Gazette e-edition beginning on June 3rd.
We cannot help you get selected, so please do not try to be like, we'll give you a portion of the $2,500.
We encourage you to sign up. You're going to
get $2,500?
That's what I'm getting to.
Oh.
So yes, $2,500 is up for grabs. So if you sign up on June 3rd, you will get the Daily Gazette e-edition for 30 days for free. You get to see everything, our brand new launched e-edition, which has a lot of great things on your tablet.
Or you could work for a newspaper and just get it for free. There's that too.
But we can't get the $2,500.
We can't get the
$2,500.
Well, I mean, you do when you're paid.
So sign up, Daily Gazette. Look for it. Sign up. You get the e-edition for 30 days, June 3rd through July 2nd. $2,500 from Goldstein Auto. And so that's coming up. Once you're in, you're going to go in and log in every day, and that's your entry. So every day you log in, that's another entry for a chance to win $2,500. So Monday, we finished at Veterans Day events. We wrote our stories and put up our photos. How bummed were you Monday night? American Music Awards. Here we go.
What about the VMAs and Taylor Swift not even showing up? You know what? I'm over it. She's not releasing it. She'll release it when she wants to release it. I'm done asking. We're done asking. Fan base, stop. We're done, Taylor.
Midnight album, Taylor's version, not released.
She's no, in the pier. It's Reputation.
She didn't win any. Reputation, sorry.
Come on. It's Reputation and her debut album, which is just named Taylor Swift.
And
get it together, Stan. We've only been talking about this for weeks. Moving on. We're going to Broadway now. Belmont on Broadway, everybody. Speaking of music, you've angered me too much. 7 p.m., we're going to have Uprooted take the stage. That's June 4th because the Belmont Stakes Festival is running June 4th through the 8th. Sorry, I'm having issues with my contact over here right now. Horse racing does start on June 4th, so you can literally go watch horse racing and then maybe find parking in downtown Saratoga Springs and maybe
pay parking.
I don't think you'll buy at that time. We'll get to the stage for the show, but you might be down the street.
Yep.
They're expected to close down a good portion of the street again. But things you need to know: 1 p.m. We'll have more on what, when, and where streets are closing. But a big important thing this year, new this year, is between 1 p.m. and 12 a.m. on June 4th, so June 4th to the 5th, there is a fly restriction, so please don't launch.
A no-fly. No-fly.
Yeah. A no-fly restriction, which would be.
Refers to drones.
Yes. Don't fly your drones, people. They will shoot them down.
You will lose your drone.
Yeah.
In one way, shape, or form.
You probably will get arrested.
You will lose your drone, and you may lose.
We've been on top of the city center with these guys. They're not playing around.
No. This is.
So. It's no jokes. This is all seriousness.
Yep.
They want you to have fun. It's a safety thing.
It's a safety thing. And again, anybody who flies a drone properly knows rule number one is not over people, not over animals.
You know what I'm realizing is they probably put this in place because last year we did not have a SPAC concert the same night, and they used the towers from SPAC, the New York State Police towers. And I'm assuming because we have both concerts going on at the same time, you know, we have police in both those areas. So they're, you know, it's going to be a lot.
And if you do see drones on Belmont on Broadway, they will be operated by some initials.
Yeah. Yeah, some initials. We don't know what those may be.
We don't know what initials they're going to be.
Could be DHS, could be FBI, could be state police.
Officially licensed. Yeah.
Telling you right now, it's not the Gazette's drone because we don't have one.
No, Stan doesn't have that yet, so we're working on that.
Moving along quickly, though, annual decorating contest happening at 19 storefronts this year. Last year's winner was Lifestyles, I believe, and our friend Heidi Owen West over there. You'll see a lot of coverage coming up. Stan and I will be there for Belmont on Broadway, bringing you the Stan and Shen show live that day.
The road jerseys.
Yes. Yes, it is. We'll see how this goes. Please don't be super hot like last year, but don't rain. I'll take a nice 70-degree day.
Okay.
Kind of like today. Today would be a good day. And then over, you know, obviously coverage up at the track will be a number of people. I will not be there on Saturday, Belmont Day.
I can't wait. We don't have to talk about Belmont's running Saturday. I won't be there. I have a wedding
for which I don't have a dress.
Right. So you know the movie 21 Dresses where like somebody goes like to all those weddings? 21 Dresses for Shannon is getting 21 dresses to try to determine which one you're going to wear to the wedding.
Just pretty accurate. There's probably been about 21.
I know.
We're in the whole blue range right now. I've given up on any other color other than navy blue. Hopefully, fingers crossed, we find a winner in there. Because apparently the other dresses I had were not good.
Okay.
They were grandma dresses, my friend said, or Michelle Obama showing up to a wedding. Which, don't get me wrong, she dresses nice.
You got the guns, like yeah. Obama. You know, yeah. You can go out there sporting.
Anyway, so coverage will be from Stan. Potentially, Stan and friends.
Stan and friends.
Who knows who will show up?
It will be the bride. The Stan. It will be the Stan and...
That's not Stan and friends. That's Stan and my wife. Like
She was a friend first.
Okay.
So.
And then other friends include Will Springstead and...
Tom DeNopoulos.
Tom.
And we're going to try to drag the Erica Miller on for a quick hit or at least a selfie.
And probably the most important person up at the track.
The Mike McAdam.
The Mike McAdam, because he'll have the most important story of the day.
That's it.
Does journalism or sovereignty take it? I think we all know how the office is.
Yeah, we know how it's weighing. And again, I'll be at the draw with Mac on Monday. Kayla's going to be in early Monday afternoon. So we'll do the podcast and we'll know the field. So we have a small field, 6 to 7 horses probably.
Much better that way.
And then we'll take a look at Mac. And the draw will determine. I mean, this could be a match race where they could be side by side right out of the gate.
Would be great to see. But no Triple Crown this year, we should know. Other new fun things happening. So the DBA is doing a scavenger hunt with Saratoga Hidden Horseshoes. There will be 10 hand-painted horseshoes hidden in windows on 10 participating downtown businesses. First place will get a unique hand-painted horseshoe by Frankie Flores, I think it is, valued at $1,000. But all people who participate will be entered into a drawing to win a certificate redeemable at participating downtown business association businesses.
So this is not limit. So we're not excluded on this one.
I don't think so. We got to go find
it. We're going to find it.
We got to find it.
That's what we're going to do on Wednesday.
Yeah. We got to find the horseshoes.
We're going to find them.
We got to find them all.
We got to find them all. We may put it up on Facebook if we find them all.
No, we can't because then everybody's going to know.
We'll say we found them all.
We'll give clues. We can't do that. Let them work.
But if you see the Stan and Shen show,
yes, definitely
on Wednesday, we have tokens of our appreciation to give you.
We do. We're not going to tell you what they are, though.
No, but they're cool. They're Shen approved.
They are. They are me approved. Yes, everything has to go through me. I'm really the CEO of this show.
Yes, and I'm apparently the CFO. Because I'm the one who writes the checks.
Yes.
Actually, we'll give that title to Rita.
You handle the finances. I handle everything else.
She's the controller.
Yeah.
And she's the CFO. I'm just the controller. So I'm writing checks. And then she goes, what's this?
Yeah. Yeah.
But all right, we got stuff to do.
Yeah, we got to go. Like we should have left like 10 minutes ago.
That's right, because I'm driving.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're going.
We're going. Goodbye, everybody.
All right.
Gotta go get some dinosaur.
She wants to go get some dinosaurs. So that's Stan and Shen this week. Check back in on Monday. Listen to us on all your podcasting
platforms.
Also,
and I'm pretty sure the Parting Shots podcast, Ten Shot, will have Mike McAdam to break down all the horse racing stuff for Belmont because I don't know that.
Mac knows all.
I know the two known horses, and that's it.
That's it. That's all. That's
all. That's all I got.
And then also he also wrote a story about the Breeders' Cup going to the new Belmont in 2027. So catch that on the Parting Shots podcast. So for Stan and Shen,
I already said goodbye. So
I know you say goodbye, but I got mine.
Goodbye. Good day. Good night.
Love your life. It's the only one you got.